Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. For more than a year now, the Congress has been working on a new farm bill in fits and starts, but never able to get it together. We're farming now under an extension of the old bill. I think that at long last we are positioned to get a new five-year bill by this fall. Both the House and Senate Ag Committees plan to mark up later this month. The process is still going to be messy. A lot of compromises will be necessary. I would expect the direct payments that have been a mainstay of recent farm bills will be gone. Direct payments in these days with a booming farm economy are hard to defend. You don't have to do anything to earn the money. Look for crop insurance to take center stage, filling the role of risk management. Crop insurance last year served as a life preserver for many farmers caught in the severe drought. So in that regard, crop insurance did the job. But on the other hand, it cost a lot of money. Insurance paid out $17 billion in indemnities. Now, of course, farmers must pay for crop insurance, but it is heavily subsidized. There will be some pressure to require farmers to pay more for the insurance. There may be requirements tying conservation compliance to crop insurance. After last year's drought, I expect more farmers to sign up for insurance this year. Besides costing too much, there are other criticisms of crop insurance. It can be argued that it encourages some farmers to plant certain crops, not because of market incentives, but because of the crop insurance guarantee. Still, at the end of the day, crop insurance will be the primary safety net for farmers. The House will be looking for ways to save $38 billion over the next 10 years. A significant part of that savings will come out of the food stamp program. I cannot imagine how we got to where we are today, spending more than $80 billion on food stamps. The Senate will not be willing to cut the nutrition programs as much as the House. They will have to find middle ground. When all the dust clears, I think we will get a farm bill. Considering how difficult it is to pass this bill, makes me wonder if there will ever be another. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.